Well, Kathy Curry and I were colleagues 30 years ago. I remember her as being extremely professional, fastidious, focused, no nonsense, and I'm sure she's continued that into her life subsequent to that. Kathy, what have you been doing in the last 30 years?
Well, I've spent time with my family business. My dad started the company in 1970, and the name of the company is Groenvoer Products. We're based in Midrand. He unfortunately passed away in 2002. And for the last 18 years, my mother, my sister and I have been running the company with some very good staff.
Little bit of girl power then. Mother, sister and yourself. And how's Groenvoer Products been going?
It's been going nicely. Animal feed is a tough market to be in. And you have to really, really do your utmost all the time, quality-wise. It is a very competitive market. And in 2011, I actually read something that made me realize this was a concept that didn't exist in South Africa that would really benefit any horse owner, any cattle owner, anybody with sheep and goats. And what it was, it was an email from an American overseas company called thehorse.com, and they were talking about research by the University of Minnesota regarding the savings that you could make on your fodder by using a round bale feeder. And this intrigued me. I did my research. There was nothing available in South Africa. So what we did was, together with a mechanical engineer partner, we sat down and brainstormed what we needed for South African conditions, understanding that on a South African plot or small holding, you don't have a lot of complicated machinery. You don't have sophisticated back-end loaders, etc. So what we needed was something that you could use with minimal labor to actually load this roll. And we wanted it to be something that would save grass and then naturally money, as well as labor. And we, after a lot of research, a lot of time and a lot of money, we came up with a really, really great concept. And we patented and design protected it.
It's called the SA Grass Roll Saver, clearly for horse feeding.
It's for feeding horses, but also for feeding cattle. And we have another model that stands a bit lower, which is ideal for sheep and goats. And we called it the South African Roll Saver because we are a patriotic family and we knew that this had export potential and we were very, very proud of it.
And that's the nice part of the story. The not so nice part of the story begins a couple of years ago when you were asked to quote on providing 18 of these feeders to the Sekebosrand Nature Reserve. Tell us the story from there.
It actually started in March 2017. We were in the middle of another drought, which happens so often in South Africa. And we had a bit of a windfall in terms of grass rolls, and we paid it forward by donating. It was about 265 1.2-meter Erogastus rolls to the Gauteng Department of Agriculture. When they came out, the officials, we showed them the SA Grass Roll Saver because we knew it would benefit their farmers. And they said they were interested. We asked if we could do a presentation, but nothing came of it. We gave them our flyers. We showed them our board that said this is a patented and design protected product. We gave them copies of the Smallholder magazine, which is a fantastic agricultural magazine in the country. And they said they'd get back to us, but they didn't. But when we got the requests for quotes, we were happy to quote the tender entrepreneurs, not a problem. The problem was we didn't get an order. And we noticed that the quantities were increased from 12 to 18. We also noticed that a photo had been taken off our website of the roll saver and used as part of the request for a quote. Disappointed not to get the order. We were thinking, could it have been a budgetary problem? But in March last year, I asked if my family would accompany me, and we knew that it was destined for sacred bushland nature reserve near Heidelberg. And I decided, well, we love hiking anyway, and we love going on trails, so we'll do a trail at sacred bushland and just have a look. And to my huge shock and real distress and real disappointment, I actually found counterfeit faders.
So someone had taken your product, made it or counterfeited it, and then sold it on to the Department of Agriculture. What did you do about this once you saw it?
We took photos, and, you know, the photos prove conclusively the locale. Nobody can dispute it. Then we employed a patent litigating lawyer, and, you know, his advice all the time has been try and solve things amicably, and we've really done our best in that regard. So the first thing we did was after getting a request for another quote for sacred bushland for 12 roll faders, this was in May, we sent her the quote, stipulating that she must understand that this is a patented and design-protected product. But we also noticed that, again, there was something highly illegal in the request for quotation, because the wording actually invited people to infringe on the patent. They had another photo off our website and had said that the order must comply with this patent, inviting people to actually produce a counterfeit. So then we got the lawyer to send a letter to the lady at Sacred Bush who'd asked for the quote, explaining that this was not on. This, she couldn't continue to quote using the word comply. She wrote back to us and said it had not been her intention to infringe. She had wanted to get the genuine article. So we thought, well, this is something good. Let's have a meeting with her, which we did. In the meeting, she admitted twice that they had counterfeit substandard products, and she had really wanted to get it from us this time. When I saw the counterfeit, I said to her, yeah, I can believe it, because then you wouldn't have had problems, and she agreed. And I said, you wouldn't have had them rusting, because they're not hot dip galvanized the way our product is. They're just painted. And quite frankly, from the shortcuts that we've taken, I think their counterfeit is actually dangerous. Lots of sharp edges, etc. So after meeting with Liesl, she said she would get her bosses to call us back. And that was a while ago. It was on the 11th of September. We heard nothing from them. When we went to Noseweek to try and get an investigative person to follow up, the very day after she sent some emails, on the 8th of October, we got a response signed by the head of the Gauteng Agriculture Department, Matilda Gazella, to say that as they'd withdrawn the request for quote, in their mind, the matter had been settled. Our lawyers wrote back to her and said, well, actually, no. Going back to the letter of demand which we sent to you in July, we are asking you once again to give us the full details of the person who provided you with the infringing products to deliver these up to us, and within 30 days of the date to pay to our clients the sum of 190,800 rand for the 18 infringing copies manufactured by a supplier other than our clients. Then we heard nothing. So that was in October.
They're protecting the counterfeiter, in other words. They're not prepared to...
They are protecting the supplier without a doubt. And that was borne out again when we again requested another meeting in Johannesburg on the 18th of November. We met with several Departments of Agriculture officials, among them two lawyers. And again, we asked them very straightforwardly who made them, and we were stonewalled. So clearly they are protecting somebody close to the department in terms of the maker of these units.
Kathy Curry from the family business Groenvoer. I love talking to people like Kathy, not just because she's an ex-colleague, and as you can hear, she's got her facts all in a row, but because it is often the bad actors who prey on smaller businesses that get away with absolute murder. We hope that in this case, it's going to be something very different. And then, in fact, Kathy and her lawyers will eventually be able to get these state officials to, first of all, give up the name of the counterfeiters, and secondly, to do the right thing and reimburse them.